The sugya of Dam Chimur, we'll start a little bit with the Shittas Rishenim and then hopefully get to the Halach Lamaisa. Sif Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sif Aleph and Beis, Beis Hashem. The Gemara says, on Samach Vav Men Aleph, Tavuli Nasei, Omar Rava, Tavuli Nasei, Men Yispaisa, Tzrichah Shetesh of Shivin Akim. And the Gemara is before, Behemshech, that Loishnok Gedorilov, Loishnok Tano, both of them need Shivin Akim, because if there's a chash chimer by gedil, there's also a chash chimer by ketana, and therefore whatever is going to apply to gedil is also going to apply to ketana. The shaila is that why lemaisa were chazal masakin shivanikim by dam chimer v'chlal. The chori, even if you want to say klapishmaya galio that there was dam, but since it was bo shalei bar gosho, then the chori is not going to be matamer. Refrat that over here. It's not going to be Tamar Midarais, it'll only be Tamar Midarabanan. Refrat that over here we didn't even find any dam. So the Chiro, at most, it's only a Safik Darabanan. Vasep is that they were Gezer Bechlal. So the truth is that from the Taz, it seems, the Taz in Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sifkot and Aleph, he understands that nearly the Ba'isa Shal Shagazu Chachom Al Aksamim, Velo Yitir Bishwish Le Yigisha, Nasa Gam Gzeir Azois, Ve'ein Loyal Mashal Le Yigisha, Kanal. Zakhter, that Lachar is doing it to the Gzeris Ksamim. The same way that by Ksamim we find that Hagam, that even if it came from the Isha, nevertheless, it certainly came Shalei Bar Gosha, nevertheless she's Tmeo. So to over here, even if it came from the Isha, it came Shalei Bar Gosha, nevertheless Chazal Mesakim Vimetam the Isha. It seems a little bit from the Taz that it's the same Safik Darabanan. There's one Safik Darabanan. And they were Gezer ala Safik. It doesn't pass to say, similar to the way that we saw originally at the beginning of Simon Kivsadi, Vos Epis, that they were Gezer on Ksambachal, Chavit and Safik Darabon, and Ken Zayin Esfek Sveiko. And the preacher brings down from the Kesem Mishnah that one Teret that Gezer ala Esfek Sveiko, Agam Shu Sveik, even though it is a Esfek Sveiko, they were Gezer ala Safik. So to over here, there were Gezer Hagam that it's a Safik. There were Gezer, the same way that by Ksamim, the Pasha, the way Rav Rishonim understands is that it's Safak Achas, is it me Alma or is it from her? So there's Vaday Dam Nefanenu. We just don't know if it came from her or if it came me Alma. And either way, it came Shlei Bar Gosho. So you have a Safak in a Derabanan. Is it from her or is it not from her? On the side that it came from her, it's only going to be Matamar in Derabanan. Nevertheless, it's Tamei. So to over here, we have a Safak whether or not she saw. But Kolkama that she saw, there's no Safak if it came from her or if it came from anywhere else. Question that it came from her. So we also have one suffix. Did she see or did she not see? But on the tzad that she did see, it's zikr that it came from her, and even though it came Shalei Bar Gosho, so we really bet to have a suffix derabanan, nevertheless, we were gezer ala suffix to be matamer. But lechur it's more shver according to the milled stalker that we saw. If the Ilim remembers, the Ilim that was with us, Winter's man, when we saw the milled stalker, it's machlekes achreinim. Between the milt staka and the sidur taro, what's the halacha of dam shabo vada migufa shalei bar gosha? Does that have the kula of pach mitagris? In other words, Chazal were only gezer on ksamim when it's more than a gris because of machilis. The shaila is in a case where you know vada that it's not from machilis. It's dam shabo vada migufa. We saw it leave her body, so we know for sure that it didn't come from machilis. In such a case, is there the kula of pach mitagris? Or do we say no? Pachas Mechagis is when it's shach that it could be from Machilis. Well, comment that it's zikr not from Machilis. Then in Echalim, you don't have a kula. Ken Zayin, one of the Nafka Minas is Shachar. We said maybe it's Lav Dafka. Something which is Shachar, we know for sure it's not from Machilis. So it's going to be Matam even Pachas Mechagis. Like the Ravid says, could be one of the Machilis. The Mil Tzadaka Nemzon, that Kokamo, that Chazal had a Shash, that there's always, up until the Gris, it could be Taylor Machilis. Mele Loy Gozu Klal, which is really the Lashon of the Machaber in Simon Kuf Tzadi. Like Gozer al Pachas Mechagris, that there's no Gzeris Ksamim Bechlal al Pachas Mechagris, which would mean even if you know Vada is Shabami Gufa, Kokamet that it came Shaloi Bahar Gosho, then in Chanami there's Lechur no Makam to be Metamaher, because the whole Gzeris Ksam only started from a Gris and on. Ebazay, what's the Chash over here? The Rishenim speak out that even if a woman was Baidik and she doesn't find anything, we're Choshish that maybe Tibas Dam Kichardo came out and it was Niskaneh or Nevad. Now, what's the difference if it's a tibas dam? Kolkama that it's a tibas dam kechardol zikr pachas michagris. Then, even if it's vadei b'migufa, even if a woman vadei saw the dam, forget in our case where we don't even know if she found dam in the first place, she zikr didn't find. Nevertheless, she has to wait. Even if she would have found dam, they came vade migufa. Kolkama that it came shaloi baragasha, then lechura they shouldn't have been goyzer. Kolkama that it's pasul mishigris. So the bushi yoriz was murdered. The truth is that you really could ask a similar shaila even in the machmirim, even those that hold not like the mil tzedakah. They hold like the sidur Torah, the machmirim, that dam vade migufa doesn't have the kula pasul mishigris. But the only kula that it doesn't have of the three kulas of tzamim is pasul mishigris. But it certainly, since it was bar shaloi baragasha, it still has the other kulais of Tzivayinim and the Dovash and Makabal Tumah. So what's the chash? That maybe dam came out of her body, and it fell on the ground. And if it fell on the ground, it fell into something which is in Makabal Tumah. What are we worried about? Where did the dam go that we're worried that it's somewhere? And unless the chash is that maybe she did a bedik and we got lost on the bedik cloth, somewhere so small that you don't even see a pachlal. But the pashtus is, even on the tzad that it came out, it was naflu la'aretz, like we saw when it gets to the man d'amar that holds vestas d'araisa, that she's vadei tameya, because it has to be that she for sure saw on this day. And even though she didn't find anything, naflu la'aretz is Rashi on tezayin. So what, even over here, even if it's naflu la'aretz, the chur shouldn't be matamer. Why were they gerizim? We'll be makdim with the shittas rishonim, and hopefully we'll get back to this hara on the mil tzedaka. The Rishonim have machlekes benegea to dam chimud, whether or not there's a chiv of hesek tairo, and whether or not there's a chiv of zayin of bedikas teir zayin. And be'etzem there's four shitas that are brought down. The first shita is the Ran, who brings down b'shem yeshemrim, and that's really the shitas of Ra'ah also, that it's like every other isha. She needs a hesek tairo, and she needs bedikas teir zayin. She needs every day of zayin akim. The Shitas HaRamban and the Ravid is that they hold that you need Bedikas Teich Zayin, but you don't need a Hefzik Tairah. The Mashmois, the Beis Yosef understands Bedas HaRamban that you don't need a Bedikah every day, one Bedikah is enough. Then we have the Rosh that also is masking that you don't need a Hefzik Tairah, but he holds you need Bedikas every day. That's the third Shita. And the fourth Shita is the Shitas HaRashba that you don't need not a Hefzik Tairah and not Bedikas Teich Zayin. And maybe it could be Masber, Achas La'achas, the Shittas of the Rishonim. So L'chur, the most pashit is the Ran. Ran Bedas Yishonim, the Shittas of Ra, is that it's no different than any other Isha. And Kol Kama that Chazal were Goyzer, that if Kol Isha Shiro Satib Zam, at least the Chachomim, Reb Zeru says, now it's Halacha, B'nai Yisrael Lechmir V'atzman, Al'atzman, Shafil Reb Yisrib Zam Kechar, Lo Yishas Lav Shivin Akim. The Gemara says in Brachit, that it's Halacha Psuka, that's the way we pass from the Ma'isa. Over here, dam chimed kol kama that were choishish that she taka saw dam, then she needs the regular hefzik tarin. She needs bedikas teich zayin. L'chur that's klar. Shitas haram shem yeshemrim and the ra'o that's klar. The shitas haramban and the ravid, they understand that you don't need a hefzik tarin. However, she needs bedikas teich zayin. Now, why doesn't she need a hefzik tarin? Says the ramban and the ravid because vali yivsiko. The whole point of Hefzik Tairah is to be masked yourself that she's an Inaraya, that her mind is awesome. Kokama, that the Chshash over here is only that she saw Atibas Dam Kechardel, then we know for sure, even if she did see, she for sure stopped. Maybe she doesn't need Hefzik Tairah. But after that, Teich Zayin, she needs Bedikas. Now, why is she different than a regular Isha that also needs Bedikas, Teich Zayin, but she needs Bedikas every day? So the truth is that the Bach holds the Lechatchila, Bedas Ramban, also she needs Bedikas every day, like every other woman. But for the Beis Yosef, Nemzon Kepshute, not that way. That's the Ramban, that you only need a Bdika Teich Zayin one time. So the truth is that even there, even Benegea to a regular Isha, who's the Zavah that has to count Zayinikim, the Mechaber and Kuftadi Vavsev Dalar brings down two Shitas. He brings down, Im Loi Bodka B'chol HaShiva El HaPam Achas, Lo Yishno Bodka B'yem Rishon Shal HaShiva, Ibi Yem HaShvi, Ibi Echem Yem Tzayim Meachas Shabodka, Koidim Yem HaShvi, Umat HaTerro, Olugo. Av Loi Bodka B'chol HaZayin, Yem HaShvi, Bodka, Umat HaTerro, Ein Lal Yem Chespo Vag. However, a woman that is boindik one time, say whether it's day one or day seven or any day in the middle, it's oila b'di'eved, it's oila, the chatchili is supposed to be boindik every day, but b'di'eved it's oila that you're yaitse. Then afterwards the mechaber brings down, however, there are many shittas that hold, like the first shittah that's brought down on the Beis Yosef, and that's how the Ramban halacha l'maisa holds. That b'di'eved kol kama that the isha was boydik as long as she was boydik one time. Machnas Shteis, it was the first day, the last day, the middle day. As long as you use Baidik one time to Shiva, that's enough. Then you can say, says the Rambam in the Raizeh, that Hagam, that Pederach Klal, by a regular Isha, she needs B'dikas every day. Over here, that even if she saw a tiny bit, and she was sure Mastik, and we don't even know if she saw a B'chlal in the first place. So Chazal said, all you have to do is the Ikr Dedino. You don't have to do the Lechatchila, as long as you do the B'dieved. Over here it's Ki'ilu, the Lechatchila is Ki'ilu the B'dieved already, because we don't even know that she saw. The Meila, they said you only have to do the Ikr Dedin, Ikr Adin, and that is one B'dika Toich Shiva. That's the Shita Ramban and the Raivin. The Rosh, on the other hand, he learned that you need a Hefsek Tayra, and the Mashmoy says that he doesn't go like the Ramban and the Raivin. Rather, he holds that you have to do B'dika first of all, according to the B'dika, you have to do B'dika every day. So you could say that he just holds there's no chilek between the two. And in the Chanam, he's masking to the Ramban and the Raivin that Vada Yivsiko. Just he holds lechatchila, you're supposed to do the same way. The only thing they were making him is when he gets to have six tyrant. However, when he gets to the rest of the Zayinikim, in a Chanami, she has the lechatchila, the kedin, to be Berdik every day. However, the Mashmoyis of the Rosh is talking out that way. The Mashmoyis of the Rosh is that it doesn't have the regular din of Zayinikim. So, first of all, he holds that the Chshash is, the way that he speaks out, the Chshash is that she's going to see more. There's a bigger cheshash as she moves along in the Zayinikim that she's going to see. If that's the case, then the her one B'dika Teich Zayin is not going to be enough. Maybe you should have said you have to do it at the end of the Zayinikim. But to do it just on the first day or do it in the middle, Zikr is not going to be enough. The her, she should have to do it at the best. If she's only doing one, she should have to do it on the last day, which is the most cheshash of Dam Chimun. And he's not mechalik. The her, the Mashmoy says that you have to do it every single day. Also, the Rosh says, he says that this lechur, this is the biggest raya, that it's not the din of the Ramban and the Ravid, is that he says that this is not kashur to the din of Zeru B'chlal. Says the Rosh, our din of Zayinikim by Tavuli Inose is not the din of Zeru. How do I know? Because Zeru came many years after Rav. He came after Rava also. Rav was the Bala Memra of Tavuli Inose. But he came after, we know that already in the times of Rav, there was this, the Gemara says in Yevamet, and Yuma, the Rav would come to town, so he would say, Man Havel, they would say, Man Havel Yume, to get married to Rav. In fact, tomorrow, what's with Tavuli Nose? To when he spies the circulation of Zayinikim? Vice did that the Kana was even way before Rav Zera came around. And even so, there were Matzrich Zayinikim. So says the Rosh in Hanami, she doesn't need, this is not the regular Algan Mein Adin of Rav Zera, that any Isha Shirosa Tibazam Kachad is Yeshua Shivinikim. Rather, all it is, that Elishiva Nikim Ratzalaymer Shiv Nikim Bibidiko. The Shiva Nikim is not the regular Shiva Nikim. The Shiva Nikim is Shiv Nikim Bibidiko. Bitzarach Mir, what does that mean, Shiv Nikim Bibidiko? What's different about this? Every Shiva Nikim has to be Nikim Bibidiko. That's how we know the Rikim is Bibidiko. What does it mean that Shiv Nikim Bibidiko? Lechur of Shad is, and this is the way that many Achrenim learn B'das Rosh, Sidratero, Lechna Simla, Chrissy Placy, that the Rosh understood over here that we're not handling Shivanakim of Zava. That which he said Shivanakim is similar to the din of Rebbe. Hiskin Rebbe Besadais, Isha Sharosa Yom Echo, Teshav Shisha Vahu, Isha Rosa Shnei Yomim, Teshav Shisha Vahim. What is this Shisha? The shisha vahu and the shisha vahein. These 6 days also have to be nikim. As a matter of fact, the Ritva learns that when the Gemara says, "Rasa yomecha teisha shisha vahu, rasa shnei yom teisha shisha vahein, rasa shleishi yom teisha lav shiva nikim," he learns that the nikim is going back in all the three. Rasa yomecha teisha shisha nikim vahu, rasa shnei yom teisha shisha nikim vahein, rasa shleishi yom teisha shiva nikim. But they all have to be nikim. Why do they have to be nikim? Because what's the chash? Why was Rabbi Misakin Shisha Vahu? Because we never know when a woman sees, is she holding already by the beginning of the main Nida? Or maybe, let's say she sees for 2 days. Was the first day the beginning of her Nida? Or maybe the first day was Dam Tar? Or was the end of the Ziva, the way Rashi understands? And the second day was the beginning of her main Nida. So always count from the last day of Dam that you saw, count another 6 days. That way you know that you're out of the Shivi Yimei Nidas. She sees 3 days and after Yechush, maybe she's in Yimei Zivus. But you need the day to be Nikim, not because there's a din of Shiva Nikim. It's because if it's not Nakis, then you don't know whether or not she is it holding in the middle of her Zayin Nikim, or now she's starting her Zayin Nikim right now? Could be any dam that she saw beforehand wasn't part of her Zayin Yimei Nido, and now she's starting her Zayin Yimei Nido. So you need them to be Nikim so we can know when she started her Yimei Nidus. Mail is the same thing over here. Says the Rosh, Tovu Liyinase, there's a Shash of Chimud. So the Rosh is Mechadesh, not like the Rosh, but like we're going to see in a minute. The Rosh is Mechadesh that after the Chshash of Chimud, that the original Chshash Chimud, there is a Chshash every single day. Kol Shemizkarev is Yosef L'chuposo, Yosef Libo, Choymu Mishto. As she gets closer and closer to the Chuposo, there's a bit, the Chshash gets greater and greater, the anticipation gets greater that she's going to see Dam. And Memela, she has to be Choshish every day that maybe she's going to see Dam. So even though generally, by Rebbe, there's no din. We don't find by Rebbe there's a din of bedikas on the day in the Shisha Behu. Rebbe never said you have to do bedikas in those days. It's enough lechorah, the fact that you didn't have argoshim. She knows that they're clean. However, over here there's a chashash. That's because we're not really chashash that she's going to see. Lav daf is she going to see? We don't know. However, over here there's a svara as she's getting closer to the chuppah that she's going to see. B'milo yirmesak and lechatchila do bedikas every day to make sure that they're nekim. Not because you need Shiva Nikim. All you need is Shisha Nikim. You need Shisha Nikim after the Yom HaTviya altogether 7 days. And Remela, when Tavu and Inosim in his spice is Tricha Shiva Vinikim, Tricha Shiva Nikim, the Chorim means you need 7 days, and out of those 7 days, 6 days are Nikim. As they learned in Sidri Tara, that out of the 7 days, 6 days are Nikim. Now the Chatchila, you have to do B'dik every day. Because as you're doing a B'dik every day, as she's getting closer, there's a bigger chash that she's gonna see. Excellent. The mashmois of the rush is taka not this way lechirim. Mashmois of the rush is that you need shiva chutz miyom matriyo. He says lehenya. He starts off, the rush starts off, and he says that you need Shiva chutz miyom hatviyah. So the truth is, the lech v'simla eses alein. The lech v'simla, even though he learns the pshat, he eses, and he says, he's madche, the pshatma of the other rishenim, of the other achrenim. He wants to say his own pshash why. He says, you need Shiva chutz miyom hatviyah, because we're choshir that not only is she going to be, there's two chshashes when you're teveya, tabul inosim in his spices, the chshash right away, and the chshash the first night, that maybe she's going to see also. The night is more the time for the hearer, and the male is more of a chash, and therefore you have to be choshish 6 days after the night. After the night, which is following the day of the tefillah. So it's really 7 days after the Yom HaTefillah. Which is lechor big chiddush, because we don't find that you're chazal or choshish for that mispaisa after the chash tefillah. But I once saw a pshat that, I can't remember where I saw it, that the rush when he starts off and he says that you need shivi yom chutz miyom atviyo, that's going bizmanenu that we paskin like Ubzira, that holds that kol isha shiros atibas dam kechad the tzurich leishalav shivi nekim. So mamela, even by this also you need shivi nekim, but that wasn't the ikar takana. The ikar takana was way before Ubzira came along, but all the things that were around before Ubzira changed when Ubzira came along. And all the things that weren't tamei became tamei once Ubzira came along. Memela in chanami lechatchila the din is shisha nikim. However, lahalacha lemaisa, when the Rosh first quotes the Gemara and he's quoting it lahalacha lemaisa, he's pasking, he's telling you bizmanenu you're going to need shiva nikim chutz miyom hatviyah. But in chanami, that's not the ikar d'dina. The ikar d'dina is shiva that are nikim bevidiko to know that she didn't see and there's no more chshash. The shaila is that if there's takach chashash, the rush holds that there's a chashash that you're going to see as you get closer to the chuppah. So then, what is the bedikah going to help you? And if a bedikah does help for the chashash, then the bedikah should help for the original chashash. We saw the rishonim speak out, and the chura it's mavur this way just about in all the rishonim except for the ravio, that if you're teve and isha and she does the bedikah immediately and she finds nothing, nevertheless, she's still Tamei. The Rav Yoh, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rav Yoh that he's making on such a case. You didn't find anything, you're okay. However, lechor it's mevur in the Gemara, kemat mevur lehedi in the Gemara, and Yuman and Yevami, that's not the case. Because the Gemara asked by Tavu Leinot, by on Rav and Rav Nachman, why isn't there chashash of Dam Chimud? Why didn't the Gemara ask? And of course there's a chashash of Dam Chimud. They told him, do the Bedikah right away. I mean, there's no chashash of Dam Chimud. Elamai, it doesn't help to do bedika right away. If that's the case, that it doesn't help to do bedika right away, so what does it help to do bedika afterwards, during the Zayin Nikim afterwards? What is the Shish Nikim afterwards? What's it going to help you to do bedika? L'chora, there's more of a kshash that you're going to see. If by the etzem tvi there was no kshash, then for sure there's a kshash, and the bedika doesn't help you. So then for sure later on when there's a bigger kshash, zikr the bedika is not going to help you. First step is that the bedika helps you afterwards. So the Bach and the Taz, they understood that in a Hanami Hagam, that the chimud gets greater as you get closer to the chasana. However, it never comes to the chimud of the tavu liyinasi. The tavu liyinasi is the original chimud. That's the original chimud, and when she gets excited, it's the anticipation. It's the anticipation of the chasana. Now that you're setting a date, you're being kaveh, you're making the beer, whatever it is that it is. That now you know you ordered your gown. We'll see in the Paiskis Manenu what do they hold. What's considered the tavu liyinasi? They made up with the caterer. That's it. They send us invitations. It's vadai. That's the tavu liyinasi. That's the major anticipation. By that, it's the bedika is not going to help. However, after that, even though every day as you get closer to the chasana it gets greater, but it never reaches the level of anticipation of the original tefillah liyinasi. The Lechem Asimla, he says that you know this b'metzias, it works this way. When you something that you weren't anticipating and then you found out that it's happening, that original anticipation, it's much more of a shock, it comes much more of a happiness, it's much more of a eagerness, the looking forward to it, then afterwards, that even though as the days are getting closer, but the change is not as drastic, it's not as sharp as the original change, and the chashash of chimud is not as great. Kumtois, that the chashash of chimud beforehand by tavu liyinasi is a much greater chashash than the chashash that is afterwards. And it's such a great chashash that even a bedik doesn't help. And not only that, the Chavos Das is mitzadeh that if you do a moich, b'shas maisa, b'shas tzviyah, that it helps. Kama poiskim hold that taka, we don't find anywhere in the mechaber's mechalik. Why was the mechaber mechalik if a taka helps? They hold that even a moich dochuk is not going to help. Moich dochuk is not going to help b'shas tzviyah. That means that it's such a vadai that even a moich dochuk is not going to help you. Kumtois, maybe this helps us understand a little bit. That what was this gzeira that Chazal were gzeir ala safek? That even if she doesn't even know that she saw they were gzeir, the answer is because it's not b'tzeiris safek. It's b'tzeiris vadai. The truth is that if you look at the prisha says in Sifkatan Aleph, v'hodeloi mahani lo bedika, haynu time mishum di yeshrei selefanenu demachma simur vadai rosa. Yeshrei selefanenu. Why doesn't bedika help? Because you have a reyesa, you have chimud. Very good, you have chimud. Who told you that you saw? It's vader also. Machmas chimud vader also. That's the lashon of the vush also. The way that it starts off the simon, tavuli nosim in ispaiso, vader also. I don't know if it's lashon vader also. Kol ishesh tavuli nosay, machmas chimud rosa. I think it's lashon machmas chimud rosa. V'tirshi shivinikim. And it's Chazal reckoned it kilu b'teres vaday. It's not even a teres suffix. It's b'teres vadai that she saw, and therefore we're choshish. Ken Zayin, we can explain the milstaka also. The milstaka that held that you're not gezer by parz micha gris when it's even it's vadai megufa. That's just because since generally ksamim we have a suffix where they came from. Did they come from gufa? Did they not come from gufa? Mameila, they said since generally with ksamim we don't know where they came from, and you're allowed to be tailor machilis. Even in the one or two cases that we know that a vada came in gufa, nevertheless, we're still going to have the kula. Because the ikr gzeiris ksamim always has the problem achilis. Memeila lechatzila, when they were gzeir ksamim, they were only gzeir more than a gris. Mashenkin over here, where the whole shash adam chimid is always that it's dam vada mi gufa, we know for sure that the dam came from gufa. There is no tirme alma. And the way that the achrenim are being masbered, it's a vadai. We know for sure that it came in gufa. So that was lechatzila. There's no kula of Pachas Micha Gris. Pachas Micha Gris is a kula in Tzomim because of Ma'achilis. But by Dam Chimud, there's never a chash of Ma'achilis Pachlal. It always comes Migufa. And we reckon it to be considered a Vadai. Memeila Chazal didn't give the kula of Pachas Micha Gris, and it has the din. It's kilu Vadai Rasop, and it's similar to Kesem. It's similar to a Kesem that even though it's Shaloi Bahargosha, nevertheless we're going to be Metamiyu, but it's not a Suffolk of Shalei Bar Gosha. It's a Vaday Rosa, Shalei Bar Gosha. And even though it's Pachas Mechigus, it's still going to be Gezer. That would be Shitas HaRosh. So that's the first three Shitas. We have the Shitas HaRo'ah and the Yeshem and the Ram, they have to do a Hefzik Tara and Zayin Nekim like a regular Isha. The Shitas Rav and Ramban, they have to do a Hefzik Tara. You don't have to do a Hefzik Tara because she was Zikr Maslik B'Tara by herself, but she needs the regular Din of Zayin Nekim. And then we have a totally new Din according to the Rosh, that it's not even a din of Zainakim, it's not the din of Zer, like he says. It's a din of Shisha Vahu, it's a din of Nikim, just simply because if it's not Nikim, then you always have to be Choshish, that now was the beginning of the Chimim. Maybe she wasn't Mechamed the first time, and now she's being Mechamed. Or even if she was Mechamed, she doesn't have 6 days afterwards that are Nikim. And Memela, she has to be Choshish. But it's a Nechamed, it's not the din of Zer. The last Shita that we have is the Shita Sarajba. The Rajba holds that you don't need not Hefzik Tara, not Zayin Akim, not Bedikas Teich Zayin. And he's Tameh on the Ravid. And he says, Mamanushach, if you reckon her to be considered a Raya, so she should need Hefzik Tara also. Elamai, she's not a Raya, so then she shouldn't need Bedikas Teich Zayin. And the Shailah, it's Yeshli Tzmayal Tzmiyal Sayin. What does that mean? The point of the Hefzik Tara is to make sure that she's not seeing anymore, that her Mayan is Sosim. Once you know her Mayan is Sosim, she still needs Bedikas. Every Isha, when she does the Hefzik Tara and she knows that her mind is awesome, she still needs bidikas afterwards. So all the writer in the Ramban said is that this Isha, let's say Eliyahu would come in and whisper in your ear, by the way, your mind is awesome. That's fine also. But this, what is it that doesn't help you for your Zainakim? The Din of Zainakim is after I know that the mind is awesome. Nevertheless, you have to do Zainakim. So what does he mean to say that Maman of Shach, if you don't need a Hefzik Tara, so you don't need Zainakim? So you could be Madchen and say that in Echonami, the din of the... Not only that, the Rashba Lane says that. The Rashba Lane says that in Zikr, she was Mafsik B'Tera. Because she didn't see too much. Zikr Mafsik B'Tera. So his Lashon is, if you look at the Rashba says, it's not that you don't need Zainakim. You do need Zainakim. However, the Shiva Nikim that we need over here is not Shiva Nikim that we have by a regular Zava that she needs a Bedika either the beginning of Zion or the end of Zion or in the middle sometime. No, the Nikim that we need, Kol Shaloi Hergisha Bedam. Nikim Kareen Alohim. It sounds almost like Rebbe. That's the Chur, the Din of Rebbe. The Din of Rebbe, Shisha Vahu, like we said. How is that a Din of Shisha Vahu? Those Nikim that are Shisha. How are they Nikim? She's not doing Bedikus. The Nikim is from the fact that she's Shaloh Yergisha Lachur. Kokama Shaloh Yergisha, then that's Nikim. You could have said Lachur, but that's the Rajba. That he also holds like the Rush. Then in Chanami, the Din of Shiva Nikim is not a Din of Zava, that Zava needs Shiva Nikim. The Din of Nikim is the same Din like Rebbe, that it's Kol Shalei Rigisha, that's the Din of Nikim. And in Chanami, there's no Din of Hefzik Taro, and there's no Din of Zayin Nikim, because we're handling it neither here. We're not handling Bechlal, the Din of Zayin Nikim, that you should need a Hefzik Taro and a Shiva Nikim. We're handling the Din of Nida. You have to count days just to make sure that she's out of your Din, May Nida. She doesn't need a Hefzik Taro, she just has to know that she has clean days. How does she know she has clean days? She's not Margish. However, that's not the Mashmoris Lechero of the Rashba Behemshich. He says, Le'yuradati L'seif Daitim, when he asks on the Ravid and the Ramban, he says, Le'yuradati L'seif Daitim, Imasino Isa Karaya Da Alma L'Bedika Shiva, Afi Tzricha Hefzik Tera, Zashem Alei Pasek Da'am B'yayimai. If we make her like a regular Raya, that she needs Bedikas for Bedika Shiva, then she should need also Hefzik Tera. V'me'ena Tzricha Hefzik Tera, Ukivada Hivsiko Tara Mashvaslan, she's like she vada Hefzik Taro. Oishen Tamakhmer Lachzika Karoya. Afanu Neymer, she becheskas Tara Kol Shiva. So we're going to say also that she's becheskas Taro. Vim Mishum Shalaitachlik Visvirois, Afata Matricha Hefzik Tara, Kadesh Laitachlik. He says, Elamai, you want to say that you shouldn't be Machalik in the Svir Zayin Akim? So then Lachura, you should also need Hefzik Taro. Elamai, there's no mocking for her shash bechlal. The mashmois is that he's saying that if you hold that you need a hefzik tara, If you hold that you need a hefsek taira, if you hold that you don't need a hefsek taira, so then she's vadai, she stops seeing. She vadai stops seeing, so then there's no kshash that she should need during the Zayin Akim B'chlal. Mashmoy says that he holds that you need a regular Zayin Akim, but you don't need a B'dikah Terech Sheva. The Hainu, the Machloikis is Mashma, that it's in the town for the B'dikah Terech Zayin. Why were Chazal Mesakin a B'dikah Terech Sheva? Is it a din in the Sphira that you need Sfur Nebedukin V'safar LaShiva Nekim Shiva Siyamim? That the way to be safer, like the Gemara says, you need Sfurim Lefanenu. How do you have Sfurim Lefanenu? That we could see the Sphira. How can we see a Sphira? The way to see a Sphira is to do B'dikah and show, look, it's clean. Even though you don't have a Meich Dachuk, but every time that I did B'dikah, it came out clean. Every day I did a B'dikah. Here it is. Here's my day one. Here's my day two. That's the purpose of the Sphira. Not to prove to you that you're Bechas Tessara. It's to show the B'dikah, to make a Chacha on the B'dikah. Look, I know that I'm becheskes mayan asasim, but I'm supposed to count 7 clean days. How do I count 7 clean days? By doing b'dikah. That's how I show that each day is a clean day. However, the Rashba understands, Zoe the Sidur Taras Masber, that in a Chanami, the purpose of the b'dikah Terech Sheva is also as a chilek to be machzeker b'tayro. It's not just enough. There's to be a mayan asasim. The hefsek tayro makes it that her mayan asasim, but we want to make sure that she has a cheskes tayro. The cheskes tayro only comes on your day, the Shiva B'dikas, the B'dikas Terech Shiva Nekim. We saw in the Kufay Zion that Reid Yehuda holds that even after Nefzik Tarah, she's Becheskes Tuma for the Zion Nekim. There's such a Musik afterwards. But it's to vise that she's Taka Tahura. Memela Kokama, that she, even if she, Kokama, that she doesn't need a Hefzik Tarah. That means that we're matzikur bevadai becheskes tayra. Kokama, that she's bevadai becheskes tayra, she doesn't have to prove that she's stopped seeing, and she also doesn't have to prove teich shiva that she's not seeing. And it's enough the fact that she has kol shalei yigisha, that's enough. A smach ladover is the musik that we find. It was actually mentioned in Kuf Tzadi Aleph in the Pesach Tshuva. I don't know how much of them saw it. The Pesach Tshuva is matzayin to Kuf Tzadi Vav, a very interesting case. We saw in Kuf Pei Zayin Tifei that a woman that has a bedika that's moitzi dam, a woman has a makkah which is moitzi dam. Salacha is she's allowed to be tailing her makkah as long as she wants. However, when she gets to Yom Aves, then she's not allowed to be tailing in her makkah anymore because v'chilo elam leiteit meil. When is she going to become tamei? The Rashba says even on the Yom Aves she can be tailing. But Taisa says not that way. Taisa says no. Once you get to Yom Aves, she's going to become Tamei. But now we have an issue. This woman, we were just metama her because of her makash and Moitzi Adam. How is she supposed to come Tar afterwards? She wants to do B'dikas Hefsek Tara, she wants to do B'dikas Terech Shiva. How is she supposed to do B'dikas if she has a makash and Moitzi Adam? Says the Chassam Sefer, there's a possibility. He granted says that for Hefsek Tara it doesn't work. But he says in this case of the Isha, that we don't even know that she's Tamei Bevadai. We only made her Tamei because V'chila Oilem Leiteit Meil. He says you could rely on the fact that Teich Shiva, he says it's not going to help you for Hefsek Tara because practically, technically it's not going to help you, as we'll see. But he says Teich Shiva, she could be Mesiach Das from everything else and focus on herself, am I having a Hargasha now? As long as she feels I'm not having a Hargasha, that's a Bedika that I'm not having a Hargasha. I know that I'm Tara at this exact moment. I know that my mind is not niftach right now. He says for a hefsek tara that's not going to help. It could be that your mind is still open, it never closed. So the fact that you're not feeling it open is not a riot. But once you find out, once you can get that one bedika as a hefsek tara, you don't have to worry about all the shiva nekiyim. He says there you can think every day be mesiach das and think, am I having a gosher or not? That means that pe'etzem it's enough to have this shaloy argisha. At least in a case similar to this case where we don't even know that she saw, says the Rashba. It's not even a vada that she saw. We're allowed to rely on the fact that kol shaloy argisha, that's enough to rely on that that's considered Zayinikim. Which means that the Rashba pe'etzem holds that's a regular din of Zayinikim. He doesn't say this is something which came before Reb Zeira. And in the Bayis HaKotzer he says that you need shiva yamim chutz miyem atviyo. You could say that's Vizmanenu also, like we said in the Rosh. But it's not muchach to say that. You could say that in a Chanami he holds that it's a regular din, and that's a mashmoris, that that which he was chelik on the Ravid and the Ramban was just Meman of Shach. Either you need both of them, or you don't need either one of them. But he's maskim zikr that it's a regular din, the algamein din of Reb Zeir, that you need Zayinakim. Just, if you don't need Hefzik Tara, because she for sure stopped, then she also doesn't need Bedikas, Turch Shiva. The purpose of the Bedikas is to vise that she's Tehuro, and Kolkama that she's Loyer Gisha, that's enough to vise that she's Tehuro. She doesn't need to do it with Poyo. Since we don't even know that she saw, we're not being Machzikar as a Raya. We don't even know she saw, therefore we're not Chayshish. The last Ara is, though, if all the Rishonim are making when I get to Tavuli and Asay, that she doesn't have to be Chayshish, she doesn't have to do Hefzik Tehuro. Zichra, that's the way that we pass. Can Rabbi Shane hold that she doesn't have to do Hefzik Tehuro, Bedikas Tach Shiva, or Mako, that one is enough, generally. So what's Shapai Ksama that we don't say that way? Ksama is also not Huchzik Beruya. We saw in Daf Tamach that if a woman became Tamei because of a Kesem, another lady that borrows her clothing is not allowed to be Terila, a Kesem, in that lady. Because that lady wasn't, that became Tamei because of a Kesem, was not Huchzik Omayina Pasuach. We don't even know Vada that she became Tamei. So why is Tavuli nothing? In fact, the Taz is mashma the two. The zero of this came at the same zero as that. How come we're choishish over here that by Ksamim we hold that she has to do Bedikas Hefzik Tehuro, she has to do Bedikas Tach Shiva? So lechor you have to say that by Ksamim on the Tzad that Ataki came from her, so then we don't know that the Ksam, that is not going to continue. By Chimud, the Chimud is a one-time thing. The Tavuli Nasei is a one-time thing that she's going to see Dam. Maybe you don't need to have to tire afterwards, because there's no chash whatsoever that she's going to see afterwards. Certainly see the Rajba and the Ramban and the Ravid, even in the Rosh, that holds that as you're getting closer to the Chuppah, there's more of a chash, but like we said before, it never reaches the original chash of, the Shas Tviyah. So B'Shas Tviyah, Zichur, what you saw it that 1 second, and you don't have to be Chayshish anymore. The Mela Hefzik Tehuro not going to need. By Ksamim, we don't know what's going to be. Maybe you're going to see more Ksamim. Therefore, a Hefzik Tehuro, the full of you're going to need. When it comes to Shiva Nikim, so in Echanami, according to the Rajba, the Ravid, and the Ramban, there's no Chash you're going to see whatsoever, as opposed to Ksamim. And therefore, you don't need any Bedikas, according to the Rosh that holds it. In Echanami, later on, there is a Chash you might see. The Mela holds it, you're going to need a Bedikas Tehuro. That's in the Sugyo. And the Aloha Lamaiso, in Kufsali Beisef Aleph, Tavuli Nosev in Ispaisa, says the Mechavar Shvichalesh Shivanakim, Bing Derli Bing Ktano, Afilu Bot Gasmash, Asriya Mot Satero, Shem Machas Chimid Rosa Tibas Dam Kechadav, and Lady Shibai. Omoin Zayin, Mi Mocher Asriya Mat Tviyo. Bein Atzvi Chav Sektara, that's the way that we paskin. Now, I saw in Kamo, Mipoiskis Manenu, which you speak this out, and many others, that the Indian of a Chosan and a Kala not to see themselves 7 days before the chasana is al sis inin of dam chimur. Actually, lechura should be 7 days before she goes to the mikvah. It shouldn't be 7 days before the chasana. The truth is, here in Eretz Yisrael, my shvager right now is actually chasana this week in Mirz Hashem. They told him 10 days. Maybe that's the makor for 10 days. Is in Echanami 7 days beforehand. In Eretz Yisrael, summer machmir for 2 weeks. I don't know exactly. The most I heard was 15 days. I don't know. Some are machmer the whole time, they don't see each other. But I don't think that's the chur the chash is. The Levush Yeris, he speaks out, he says the chash is that maybe it's this the chemda when you're going to see each other at Bishasta, when they're going to get together during those 7 days. And Echanami, there's going to be this or choshish for the rush that holds, like the Ramah says. Maybe Sfaradim don't have to be choshish this way. Taka Sfaradim do things differently. Sfaradim, the chosim goes to pick up the kala and they bring it to the chuppah. What's that? Oh, we'll get to that in a second. We're choshish for the rush that holds that after the initial tviyah, you could have another tviyah, another chimud, and we're choshish that when they're going to see each other, it's going to be a chash chimud, and memela, therefore, we separate them for 7 days. Now, la'alach l'maisa, l'chur, it's very shver, because we saw in the Pitzlich over here, on the Chassam Sefer, who says that a chosin, a kala who never saw her chosin. So even though the shayla was mitzad in the chumro, that when they see the chasan nash to say counting zayinakim, some sefer says we don't find that anywhere, and somebody should have said something. Mishenim Akarnim says it was very common in those days, and somebody should have said that you need a new zayinakim once you see them. And even the shayla that was machmer lechero, that was only because they never saw each other. But if they would have seen each other, like bizmanenu, and bizmanenu kamat, everybody sees each other, kamat, everybody sees each other. Maybe I have heard of people's grandparents living in Iran or other places maybe that didn't see each other. But usually you see them somewhere in shul, or even if it was an official date. But in the shtetlach, they did see each other at some point. They saw each other. Then lechera, there's no chash. I saw the shaved lady speak to that. He says even lefidim achmirim that. He says the minig is to be making like Chassam Sefer, and even Lefidim Achmirim, if you saw a picture, that's for sure enough. So Mizmanenu, it was for sure they saw each other a number of times, Lechiro, the Zichr Nochshash of Chimur. However, it's not only that, like there was Mer, which you just Mer, that when you get to the Bedekin, then you see each other before the Chuppah. And Lechiro, that's not Imay B'mito. That doesn't have a din of Imay B'mito according to the Taz. It's Muchik in the Taz and Kama Mekremis, that's not the case. As we'll see, b'hemshech, when they switch to chasim, even though they're going to go to the chuppah right away, nevertheless, that's not enough. That's not considered imur mita. So memela lechura, you should have the chash chimud right now. And nevertheless, we're not chayshish. Elamai lechura, it's not really a chash. So then we shouldn't be chayshish the entire time. However, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and therefore it is a good idea, maybe. And some I saw in the Alkut Yosef that he says actually that. Save the mind for Gishas anyhow beforehand. So the Smachla Dover, there is certainly be Makom HaTzerich, they are Mekel, and they're much quicker to be Mekel on the phone for sure. And according to the Tam Lachur, it's only after the Chimur of seeing each other, not of speaking to each other. They didn't have such a possibility in the olden days. They never talked about it. Speak to each other long distance. But certainly they're much more Mekel, and I'm going to get to this. Sometimes it happens that a chassan is from one side of the world, comes from America to Eretz Yisrael, or Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't see each other the entire engagement. The only time they come, he comes within the week before the chassan. In a chanami, in these cases, the poiskim are mekel, because it's really only a minig, and it's lechur the smach is not lehalacha lechur. One doesn't really have to be chayshir al zam chimur. Now the mechaber points out that the zechshash of dam chimur bein migdei lebein miktana. What's the halacha by somebody who's a zkenu? Our case of the 81-year-old woman is getting married and she hasn't seen in 28 years. Does she have to be choshesh? So we saw the Giva Shol, the Pesach Shuvah brings down the Giva Shol, that yeah, she does have to be choshesh. And not only that, it's a kal v'chomer, because a ketana we find in the Gemara is much more kal than a zkenu. When you get to Vestas, when you get to other things, that a ketana is much more misulekis than a zkenu, and b'mitzis lachur is that way. That there are stories, it's not tremendously uncommon that a woman, even after she's misleged zaman, she still could see sometimes, and therefore there's more of a chash by a zkenu. And not only that, by muberes it's mevor in the pesach tshuva also that they're chayshish for. So the shaila is, what does such a woman do when she chaps 3 days before the chasana that she didn't do zayin akim? What is she supposed to do? She hasn't seen. The last time that she was in the mikvah was 28 years ago. So if she hasn't gone to the mikvah after the last time, because whatever it is, her husband already passed away, or she was never married, or whatever it is, then she zichr has to go. There's nothing to do about it because she was in need and she was never taken from that. But if she has gone since the last time, and the chash is only chash adam chimur, then lechura, according to the Ramban and the Ravid, they bring a raya from the Gemara of you only need one bedika toich shiva. He says, what was the story about Rav Chaviva? When did they do bedikas? Rav Chaviva didn't know that his daughter was supposed to do bedikas. They waited an extra 7 days. And then he said, why did you wait 7 days? He said, what do you mean? You don't know that there's such a thing as dam chimur? He says, oh, I didn't know that there was by ektana. I thought only by ekdela. He says, no, also by ektana. So then what did they do? They waited another 7 days? Zechor not. They did a bedika right then, says the rabbi. The rabbi speaks it out. They did a bedika right then. And that was good enough. In other words, as long as, since you don't need a hefsek tario, and you don't need a bedikas tar shiva every single day, b'diavet, even lechatchila, one bedik is enough, then lechur, as long as you do within 7 days, then you're okay. The lechur in such a case is be makel lechur, according to this Ramban and the Ravid, that you don't need a bedika and you're okay. That means that even though she wasn't mason leiv bechlal, the case of Chaviva's daughter, maybe she knew she's getting married, but she didn't know to be mason leiv bechlal al targasha. Nevertheless, as long as she had one bedika, that's lechur enough. This only helps you by a lady who's not going to the mikvah al tzniut, but a woman who's going to the mikvah al tzniut, this obviously she has to go zaynikim. But in such a case, lechura, I didn't see lemaisa, the person who's speaking about it, but lechura, that's how it should come out, lalacha lemaisa. Kimdumani, when I learned this last time, somebody told me that my chavrusa, whose father is a big rov, chavrusa at that time, his father's a big rov, had such a case, and I think they were making lalacha lemaisa, though I don't recall what the reason was behind it. Now, the machaber says, even if she was baidik, filo bot gas b'shas tmeo matzah tayr, she's still allowed to be, she's still tmeo. Says the Chavis Das that it's meduric in the Rishonim. Dafka, if she was voiding herself right away. However, if she would have had a moichin b'shas ma'iso, then in a chanami, she doesn't have to be choshesh, because zikr, if she would have seen dam, then she would have come on the moich. L'chor, it's similar to the case of the, maybe you could say, of the Trumas Hadashin. The Trumas Hadashin we found in the beginning of Kuf Tzadi, which we're going to get back to in Kuf Pei Ches, Be'ezor Hashem, very soon, Be'ezor Hashem, this week. Kuf Pei Ches, that a woman that has Argoshim does a bedikah right away and finds nothing, and L'chor, then she's tummy. If she had a moichin the entire time, then the pasha she's Torah, because even if she bedikah immediately, according to many achronim, she's Torah. Certainly, she had a moichin that b'shas ma'isa, because there's no way that dam can get out. However, there are a number of places ma'aneinu by the Shulchan's murder, the Rishayis's murder, that the stimas ha'machaber is taken out that way. Afilu bodkas b'shas tviyah. Why don't you just say in case we had a moich, you're okay? And mila in a chanami, you wouldn't. The mashmoy says even by a moich, it's not going to work. Not only that, there are murder in simin kufta the aleph. We had the Bedikas Ma'aril, the woman that's seeing dam in her Meraglaim. What is she supposed to do? She doesn't know if it's from the Meraglaim or from the Makar. Sikin Omeich, B'shas Satoz Meraglaim, and then Mimat Meraglaim. If no dam comes out, then you know you're okay. You know it came from the Makar and the Meraglaim. Says, you have to do it three times though. In fact, the Shah, what happens, you have to do it three times. It says, Ein Abedikum Al Yosto. Why is Abedikum Al Yosto? Zok Techal is that. Because the Meich doesn't get to all the Acharinus Dokin. And it could be that the dam came out through the Acharinus Dokin and didn't go onto the Meich. So that's the case. Why don't you have the same chash by Tavul Yinote? You should have the same chash. Then maybe the meich is not going to be enough. And over here it says that a meich is enough. So the truth is that there's a difference between a meich dochuk, which is mamish mamala the entire place. Then we're not chashish that it went down to the Chorin Zedok. And also over here it's a chash darabonan, it's not a chash daraiso. And Ramele could be mekel. Lamaisa the Paiskim are not so quick to be makel even by a meich. Lui the Mistafina Amina, there's no raya lachur from the Rishainim and from the Machaber that doesn't speak it out. Because Dibra Kasa Bohive, lachur, we're not talking about a case. How did you get her to have a meich? By the way, you go to your. If you don't mind, just if you put in a meich for a minute. Why? I'll tell you in a minute. Just do it. Regulative Uli Nase, you're not telling you to put in a meich. Certainly in the cases of Rav, Man Havli, you don't want to say Man Havli Yevi because you know what it's all about. Elamai, you can just walk over to the Stam Mishnah and ask her to put in a meich. What? The Stimas Advarim is the Inachanami Takanat that way. Ludim is Tafin Amina. Certainly, one could be Mekel. In other words, I heard there are cases of Bishas Atak. Certainly, this case of somebody, I don't know. You hear the stories, I don't know if they're true. Elamai is somebody that was having a lot of trouble walking down the. Finally getting down. After many years, they decided they're getting engaged. On Thursday, Sunday's going to be the Chasana. So, what are you supposed to do? You're stuck. There's no Sunday chasana if you get engaged on Thursday. You gotta wait 7 days. So you tell the kala in such a case. So you know, really practice as a kala. It might happen. The kogam that she doesn't know is happening. Nachish b'chim. It might happen. Try doing a bedika. Maybe try with a mayich. See what you could do. We're getting married. Okay. So she puts it in. You tell her. In such a case, the chayyim could be mekel. The shaila is how a basula does a mayich. This is actually a shaila that the Chavis Das talks about. How does she do bedika b'chlal? And this is one of the most choshuva bach lahalocha lamaisa that one must know. The makor is an hour simon, and that is a woman that can't do bedika for whatever reason. In this case, it's a basula because iyef shabini nacher. We know the halacha is the woman has to do bedika ad mokim shiyad magaz bechol acharin zdokim, and bepashtus it's ma'akim. That means that a woman, when she does bedikas hafzik tara during the zainikim, she has to go in till the end of her finger. Granted, in the Shulchan Aruch it says she has to go even further than that. The question is, B'tzis is Marech, how can you go further than that? It's not possible. It's not. But Be'etim, she has to go, that's how far she's supposed to go, and into all the Chernus Dukim. What if a woman can't? For whatever reason, the Pesach is too close, she does, whatever it is that she can't do it. Then, is the Bedika good? Was the Bedika, she didn't get all the Chernus Dukim? What's the halacha in such a case? A big Makor is from this Bach. The Bach is Miyasin, Hefekter, how does a Kala do Bedikas beforehand? The Chur, she has Bitzulim and she can't do Bidikas. So he says, if you could do Atoya, then you could do Bidikas. Then he's Matchan, he says Natoya, he says Elamai, Eikala, she can't do more, so then Vifu Mekem. You could only do what you could do. And Mimila, it's not Nakim. What do you mean? That's Chashash. Befrat, even if you want to say Damchim is only Darabon, that all the Kalas are Nidus at the time, so we're handling Daraisas, what is the Kalas supposed to do? Elamai, we see that Kokama, that it's, that's Ajim Makam Shiyadam Agad. And that's all that she has to do. And we'll see where it comes out. Lalachamai says more, and again, Kuf Tzadi Vav, but the Makar is this Bach over here in Kuf Tzadi Beis. What happens, Bizmanenu, it's not so uncommon, it's a lot more common than you think it is, that a Kala doesn't know Bichlal why she's getting married. Hakol Yoedin Kala Lama Nechas Alechupo. Not Hakol Yoedin, not everybody knows. And even the Kalas themselves don't know. You're getting married. Tav L'meisav Tandu L'meisav Aramadu. But they don't know exactly what Tambi is Bichlal. And the Melo, they only find out by their Kalash Muz 4 days before the Chasana. So what's helped us that they have, they're doing the Zayin Akim beforehand, they only found out, the Chimud only comes b'shas, when they find out why they're getting married, and Ramayla at that point it's ready too late, because it's within Tarech Shiva. What's the halacha in such a case? So, L'chur, you can say that it's Tali in the Machloikis Achreinim, between the Chavaz Das and the Taz. Why by Tamar and Rus was the Nochshash of Dam Chimud? Says the Taz, the reason why there's Nochshash of Dam Chimud is because it was Ima B'mito. Or maybe because they weren't mistaken at them, because the ima b'mito, memela, the whole chimud is the anticipation. Kokama, that there's no anticipation because you have it right now. I don't have to anticipate, is when you're waiting for something that's going to happen. But I'm not waiting, it can happen right now. Memela, there's no chash of chimud, that's pasposali, the Taz says. The chavazat says, no way. We don't find that there's any chil between now and later on. There's always a chash tam chimud. The only reason why over there's no chash is because it's only for bias nisuin, that there's only for the nisuin, he says, that there's the chimud, but not for Biaznus. Memela Lachura and Kenira Yehuda, by Yehuda and by Rus, it was Biaznus. The Vimaimar Muzgir, it's very hard to understand, and the Pridea speaks out that both of them Lachura Biaznusun. Because that's Tamar Lachura knew that it was Yibim. It was a Mice Yibim. Yibim is Kenira Yibim Bishagi, even though Yehuda didn't know, but the Mice is going to be a Mice Yibim. So she's being Mechamed, a Mice of Nusun. And the same thing was by Rus. She said, "For us, the kara fech alam asecha." She said that this is a ma'aseh yibum. We're getting married. Tamar, I'll tell you the truth. Rus, I really have a lot of trouble with, because the ma'aseh didn't get married that night. They only got married the next night. The next night was already, and he died the night afterwards. So the zikr didn't wait zayin akim. So what happened? Even if she had chimud, she didn't have chimud b'shas ma'aseh, but the next day she should have had chimud. So then what was the? It was zikr. There was a chash that they were machlof techosin. They told him you have to wait for plenty almain, and then they for a third. And they went back to him. So maybe according to the Taz, it's okay. But she didn't know Bichlal that it was going to be him. And I don't know exactly how it answers according to that. But the Maisa, according to the Taz, the Chur Bizmanenu, a Kala should have to count Zayin Akim if she finds that only 4 days before the Chasana. But according to the Chavaz Das, the Chimud is for the Nisuin. It's not for the Maisa Biyo Bichlal. I mean, it's not a problem. There are those that learn, even Medas, the Shevet Levi Nezon Kapshutai, and it's Maduik like this way in Rekiva Eger, who quotes the Chavaz Das. Yedidi Bala Chavaz Das. He says, it's not the Bias Nisuin. That means he understood, even in the Chavaz Das, it's the Bia of Nisuin. It's not the Bias, it's not the just the Nisuin. Which would mean that it's not enough that Kala knows that she's getting married. She has to know the Indian of Bia also. It's not so much that way in the Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das says that after a woman gets married, she doesn't have to do Bedikus, because she already had the Nisuin. And that was the Iker Chimud. So according to the Chavaz Das, Lachura, it would be Mashma that she wouldn't have to do the Bedika. There's a number of nafkaminas also between the Taz and the Chavaz Das, and that is what's with a woman that's getting married, but he doesn't have Gvuras Anashim, he's not able to be Mazriya, he's not able to have a Maisa Tashmish B'chol. In such a case, L'chur, according to the Taz, there's no Chshash Chimud, but according to the Chavaz Das, it's the Nesu'in, and maybe there is a Chshash, unless it's the Bias the Nesu'in, but if Tzion sends the Nesu'in, then there is a Chshash. There's in a case where you're already misaber from the case that the Pesachur brings down, that they already lived together and they were in misaber, then al tabia b'pashas is no chash, but al tabia nisuin there is a chash. Now they're getting married. Kama v'kama nafkaminas. It seems that the Pesachim are choshesh l'maisa for both of them. Now, not only that, they say by machzir grushasay that even though they're already married beforehand, and even though they're ready mishamish beforehand, nevertheless, there's still the chimud the second time around. And you have to be choshish, which is a massive chumrah. She doesn't know that she had dam b'chlal, and even if she had dam b'shalei b'ragasho, and even if Even if you want to be choshish over here, she's already boil. And even not only that, she's boiled this person before him. And she had the nisun already. Nevertheless, we're choshish. The chumrah that we're choshish. This is common. Where is it common? Not so much by Masjid Gushasa, I don't think that's so common. However, by a friar couple that is choshish b'tshuva. They live together b'chayi ishus for many years. And then one day they're choshish b'tshuva. So now they're going to have a chuppah b'kiddushin g'din. So now they have a chuppah b'kiddushin g'din. Now they have to be choshish. Most of the paiskim lamais in such a case are not machmer. In that case, they're not machmer because they live mamish as a chuppah v'kedushin. It wasn't a ma'isa znus every time. It was a ma'isa of ishus. They just go out and didn't know they're supposed to do a chuppah v'kedushin. So there's nothing that's really changing afterwards. In such a case, the taka meiko. Now, la halacha, how do we pass him when you get to this taz and this chavez das? Something interesting. What's the din by ima v'mito? So there's machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, we'll see in the next sif. The Ra'ah says the only time that you wait Zainikim is Dafka after the Kedushin. But before Kedushin, there's no din of Zainikim. Kedushin is like the clincher that you know that it's happening. Respect the Rashba, two things. He says, first of all, Bismaneinu, we have the Chuppah and the Kedushin at the same time. So then you're always going to have a Chuppah season. Second of all, he says, Batalta Teres Kedushay Biyah. There's no way to be Mekadosh B'Biyah. As soon as you Mekadosh her, then that's the Tviyah, so then you're Asa B'Shas Ma'isim. So as soon as you start, then you're going to catch 22. You're going to become Asa in the middle. It's like Damasu, and Parish B'Biyah Mez. L'Chir says it's a Jutair. What are you talking about? According to the Taz, it's Givaldik. It's Imer B'Mito. Kedush B'Biyah is Imer B'Mito. It says vice versa. That's not like it's in the Ra'ah and the Chanamah. The Ra'ah held like the Taz, and the Rashba is not like the Taz. So the truth is that how do we possibly get to that shayla? That's sif beis. Shivas yama alalu ma'inu misam eshashi yisamechas b'dayit u'mechina asim l'chopa afa pishlein nizkat shadayin. Not like the Ra'ah. Afa pishlein nizkat shadayin. And even though there's not nizkat shadayin, there's a chashash chimur. But just because we hold that way, it doesn't mean that there's no kula of ima b'mita. The Ra'ah, the Taz l'chur holds, even in such a case, there's a kula of ima b'mita. It's not exactly clear. It's certainly not common. Especially now that we're mangir aman de mekadosh b'biyah. Therefore, should it come up? Tasa Shelas Chacham. But Bizmanenu, most of this is not really Negea, because most women are already Nidus Bishas Maisa, and Mamela they have to be count. The only Negea, the only Shaila really that comes out over here is this Shaila of the woman that doesn't know the Indian of Bia. Does she have to be Choshish? And Lamaisa, we never heard that anybody's Choshish. Maybe the reason is, like we find in Kiva Eger, the Veshmul, Pesach Shuva bring down, Berk Yesu says, Lamaisa, we're not Machmir. In the case of a Shaita that didn't know B'Shas Maisa, or a Kitana, a young girl, she doesn't know B'Shas Tambiyo. The very fact that she knows that she's getting married, even though a Shaita, they counted when she was a Shaita, we're not Choshish afterwards. Hovelud L'Oisef Aleh, we do the Ikr Dedino, and we're not Choshish. Even though in Svara, maybe there is the Makom for to be Murr, Lamaisa, we're not Choshish. Certainly, if it's only the Nisuin, like the Chavas Das, that's for sure good. And even not, practically there is a good way, actually, because most Kalas that find out within the week, they're more scared than they are Mechame. And Memela, Lamaisa, there's not that much of a Chashash. Lamaisa, we're not Choshish, and they're able to get married at a given time. They don't have to push all the Chasana. Sif Beis, Shivas Yama Alola Mainin, Sami Shashi, Samechas Bedaito, Mechina Asma Lechopa, Apishna Niskat Shadayin. What is that Bizmanenu? So I would have thought Bizmanenu, that's considered sending out invitations. That would be considered a thing. Some people say that as long as they actually spent money, then that's enough. In other words, if they put down a down payment for the hall or something like that, or they give some money up front for the caterer, for the photographer. Once they already spent money on it, that's already kilu, as if you're preparing the beer, that's enough, and that's considered the Shas Chimud. This is Negea for a older woman who's getting married and not counting Zanikim out neither. The Ramach says Yishlis mechatvila samach lebilas mitzvah b'chol ma she'efsher v'amenig litvul akala leil dalet afish leitivu kredim atzir Shabbos aval ein larchik atvila min abila yis mizeh v'm leitivu matzir Shabbos yish levi lekas b'chol yimad bilas mitzvah. What's the halacha of a woman we pass in lechatvila is being choshish at tini v'shitas ha-rosh that as you get closer to chuppah you have to be choshish more for chimud and therefore you have to bedikas up until the chuppah. He says, however, only if it's going to be 4 days, more than 4 days between the tefillah and the bia. However, it's not mashma that they got the sidur taras and zikr. It doesn't mean that they got married on Wednesday night and they were only boil matzah Shabbos. That's the minig hara that the Shach says at the end. They got married on Erev Shabbos. However, they used to do the tefillah day and a half beforehand on Wednesday night. And they would get married on Erev Shabbos. They wouldn't be boiled the chatzilah b'Shabbos. They'd be boiled the first time on Matzah Shabbos. In that case, he says you don't have to do bedikas. However, if it's any more than 4 days, you have to do bedikas. Up until 7 days. If up until 7 days, then you have to do, if it says bidyeved, you didn't do bedikah up until 7 days, you're good. But after that, it sounds like if you have 7 days between the tefillah and the bia, and you weren't bedik, then you have to start 7 days again. Now, the Bach and the Chochmas Sodom, they understand that they're chilek on the Ramah, and they hold no, if we're chayshish for the rush, so then you have to be chayshish every day that she's going to be mechamed. Memela, after she finishes after she goes to the tefillah, she has to be bedik every day. If you look at the Badei Shulchan, he says, I don't think that all kallahs know this. And kallahs should be taught that after they go to tefillah, every day they have to do bedikah. How do we pass the melech al-maisa? Do we pass like the Ramah? Do we pass like the Chochmas Sodom? And the Bach? So I tried doing a poll today between Chosin teachers to find out. And one person says, yeah, I think that's the minhag, that you do bedikas afterwards. But only up until they get married. After the nisuin, they don't have to, after the chasana, even if they weren't matzliach, they don't have to do. Another person says, no, well, I don't think that's what they do. They don't teach us that. And one person told me, for sure he knows. He checked his wife's notes. They for sure didn't teach him. For sure, don't do. Not. Maybe yes, maybe no. Don't. Don't do bedikas. I saw from Berkowitz that he says that the minhag in Echanami is taka like the Rambam. The truth is that according to the Mechaber, we pass like the Rashba. According to the Rashba, there's no shash after the initial shash. According to the Mechaber, there is no shash. Even according to the Rush, the Rambam holds that for 4 days you don't have to be chayshish. Memela, according to the Rambam and Echanami, also you're not chayshish. The truth is that Bizmanirud is common that a woman, let's say a girl gets married on Sunday, she'll go to mikvah either on Friday or she'll go to mikvah on Thursday night. It could be a few days beforehand. Lamaisa, I've heard both ways what the minig is. Reberkowitz went that the minig is in a chanami not to, that we don't do it for, we don't, we're not choshish. Unless it's maybe up to 7 days, that I think I saw once that if it's more than 4 days, then maybe it would be choshish like the Ramah. Up until 7 days, what's the halacha lemaisa if you were not Vedic take 7 days, bechlal, after the tefillah, she went to the mikvah very early, and the 7 days till the chasana, the mashmois of the Ramah is, if she wasn't Vedic even one time, then she has to start again. However, the chavistas, in the case you place your mekel, and the Sotah Shevin Levi says that the das is noita to be mekel like them, that bidiyevid, we're going to be mekel in Gansen, which is lachar, this is the sarajbo, then we're not going to be chershish afterwards. The last halacha is, can you be boyol b'yoyim? That's the Pesach Shuvah that is brought down over here. This is Nageah for the people that have afternoon chasanas. They have afternoon chasana. The chasan, it's cheaper because they can have two chasanas in the same place and they're finished at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you want to be boil b'yos mitzvah? Is there any problem? Says the Pesach Shuvah from the Avnei Shoyim that they should not be boil b'yoyim. Be kama taimim. What are the kama taimim? So it's interesting, if you look there in the Shuvah, the first thing he says is because the whole shash was out to Kuru Daiti, why they were in the sack in it, Leil Dalid, that they should be boiled, that they should come the next morning. If you boil during the day, it's already too far, maybe she's going to calm down. It's been more than 1,000 years since they've been married like that. So it's a chiddush to say that you shouldn't be able to. It sounds like the original chash. Another chash, he says, to be migdur milsa. Not exactly sure what the chash was, that it'd be migdur milsa. The other reason, which is a very big chash, is that if a woman goes to the mikvah on day 7, the day of her chasana, it's not so common nowadays, but a kala is the only one that's allowed to go to the mikvah on day 7, lechatchila. Unless it's extenuating circumstance, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem. But a kala is allowed to lechatchila go because she doesn't come to the chasana until after nightfall. However, if you're going to get married beforehand, and she's going to go to the mikvah on day 7, and she's going to be boiled during the day, and she sees afterwards, she says her, then she's in real trouble. Memela, she shouldn't be boiled the day of bechlal. However, Lamaisa sounds from the Pesach Shuvah that he paskins like the Nedim Yehuda, that in Chanami halach Lamaisa, you would be able to, as long as she didn't go to the mikvah that day, she went on a different day, then in Chanami she'll do it for anybody else, the bias up would be much.